have your seats. And if a brother is sitting beside you, tell the person Happy Father's Day. Very quickly, because we have a lot of sections today, we are going to round off. Please just give us 15 minutes extra. We're going to round off. Mark 11:20. We are going to read from verse 20 to 25. Mark 11:20 to 25. If you are there, shout hallelujah. If I read verse 1, if I read chapter 20, you read chapter 21. I believe everybody is here with their Bible. If you are not with your Bible, you are not born again. So you need training. It means you are not born again. It's simple as that. Mark 20 to 25. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Jesus answering unto them, have faith in God. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye shall obey, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. What are we talking about very quickly? Activating command. And as a Christian, you are a child of authority. You don't allow the devil to just lobby around your life. And if you look at that book of Mark, also 11:13-14, Jesus passing by a fig tree which did not even bear fruit. And Jesus taught us something there. It did not bear any fruit. The fig tree did not bear any fruit. But to the amazement of the disciples, he cursed the tree. And when they were passing by, when they finished what they were doing, they were passing by the second day, they saw the tree that all the leaves had dried up. And Jesus was teaching us something there. He cursed the tree. He is teaching us how potent our voice is. He's teaching us how powerful our command can go. He's teaching us that as a man, any problem in your life should not be a living thing. It should be the things of the past after command. If you look at the scripture very well, even from Genesis chapter 1, God, the first command, the first thing God made was to command. He declared, he commanded. It shows how important God wants us to command. Some things in our life requires command. Some things in your destiny require command. Repeated issues in your life require command. You are the number one driver of your life after God. And God has so much linked your voice. And that is why everybody has a voice. Have you seen? It is very rare for you to see somebody who does not have a voice. That means the enemy has held on the voice. And that person is a miracle. If your voice is not serving why God has created that voice, that means you are just like a living dead who has something at hand and is not using it. The number one weapon you have as a Christian is your command. And that is why when sickness comes, you decree, you stand against it. I command this thing out of my life. And it shall go out. If you look at it in the Old Testament, there was the issue of Balak and Balaam. A king told the prophets, go and curse them. And you could have wondered why God did not want the prophets to curse the children of Israel. God would have said that, could have held the curse, and he could have not allowed the curse at all. Or he could have allowed the curse and sent the curse back to the sender. But God did everything in order to stop the prophet from laying a curse. He used the animal. He used his voice. Even when the prophet was trying to, no, he said, no. These people, I have blessed them. He that curses them shall be what? Shall be cursed. And he that blesses them shall be what? Shall be blessed. And I want you to shout this loud and say, I am blessed. So you are the first prophet of your life. Say, I am blessed. So whether you like it or not, let them pray from the altar. You begin to shout, amen, 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 amen. If you don't bless yourself first, you are missing it. You are missing it. Some people have lost their testimony because they are quiet. They are too quiet. Some people, because they are too quiet, they are too quiet when they are supposed to speak out. They have lost their testimony. Look at that blind Bartimaeus. He saw Jesus.
What you don't have a pen?
He saw Jesus passing by. He asked Jesus passing by. And what did he say? He quickly opened his mouth. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Why? He understood the work of the voice. He understood the language of the voice. I want to pray for somebody here.
Jesus name.
Today, your voice shall be louder.
Amen.
I think your voice shall be louder.
Amen.
I quickly want to discuss from four principles of activating command. Number one, speak to your mountain. Speak to your mountain. It is the power of spoken words. Why do we have spoken word? Because the spoken word, the Bible states that our word has power. It can either bless or curse. They can either bless or curse. They can build and destroy. They can be life-saving and life-ending. That's why the Bible says our word should be seasoned with grace. Because your word can pull out, can pull down others, and it can lift others up. You can use your word to promote somebody, and you can use your word to degrade somebody. That's all. Number one principle is to speak to your mountain. We will be held accountable for every idle word we speak. The first thing that God did in the beginning was a command. It was a command. Jesus elevated the power of spoken words. That's in Mark chapter 11 verse 20. He elevated the power of God. So Jesus, every life has a mountain. So we are looking at this mountain. If you command the mountain, it shall be removed. So every life has a mountain. A mountain is symbolic. It's a symbol of great difficulties. So when you have given to God, what God just needs you to do is to command your mountain. So when you have difficulties in your life, that difficulty is a mountain. The only thing God just needs you to do is to command the mountain. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall do what? It shall be established. So sometimes when you are confronted with battles, don't be afraid. Command the battle. Say, I will command my battles. Command the battles. I was sharing something earlier while I was preaching today. And somebody just rose up a superior, start fighting. And I called the father in the door. And the father in the what he told me. He said, see, you know what you need? Have you prayed about it? He said, sir, what do I need to pray about? I'm not at fault, it's at fault. He said, you need to pray about it. I said, okay, what do I pray about? He said, pray to God that agitation the attorney is having to spoil your name dies. After cutting the call, I feel like, why should I pray this kind of prayer? But I discovered that the Bible says in everything, pray. I stood before God. I said, God, this agitation, this bad energy in the life of this person against my life, let it die. That is all you need to do. I don't need to begin to pray against him. He may not know, he may have been, something must have sponsored that bad energy against you. You see somebody fighting against something, must have sponsored that energy against you. The word that person is using to block you, something must have sponsored that word against you. But I now remembered, I have prayed a prayer before. A panel sat on my case while I was in the university on my project. The simple prayer I prayed was, oh Lord, raise a voice for me. So what is it about a voice? God can raise a voice for man. If your helper keeps quiet, there's a problem. Somebody that's supposed to speak out for you If he keeps quiet, there's a problem. A man can suffer for 10 years because somebody is not speaking out. A man can be degraded or can be demoted just because somebody is not speaking out. A man can remain in a problem, in his problem, because somebody is not speaking out. There's somebody here, I want to pray for you. Someone will speak out for you. I said, the Lord will raise a voice for you. The Lord will raise a voice for you. Because somebody is not speaking out, you can be a problem. And you can see that the people that are supposed to speak for me are not speaking for me. And that is why I am where I am. You will not be stagnant. I said, you will not be stagnant. So, every life has a mountain. Somebody must speak for you. Any mountain that you are confronted with must receive a command. I don't know the kind of command you want to give to that mountain. If you want that mountain to become a plain, or you want the mountain to rise again. When you are amidst the storm of life, what you need is to declare. Do you know the command Jesus gave on that sea that day? He said, peace, be still. And the disciples were running like scatter. They did not know that there should be a command they need to give. They were only saying, Master, what should we do? Yes, already we are amidst the storm. And this storm will consume us. We will all die here. You're saying, why are you of little faith? Anytime your problem weighs you down, it shows that you are a man of little faith. The Bible says, he that fainted in the day of trouble has what? Has little strength. Your strength is small. When you faint in the time of trouble, you face a problem, and the only thing is that you lock yourself up for 25 hours, and the only thing you are doing is to cry. You are not commanding this problem. Confront that problem. Say, I will confront my problem. And my problems shall die. You confront that problem. You saw failure. And you think because you have failed once, that's the end of your life. You withdrew. You said, I'm not doing it again. You try again. Bible says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. So your failure is not your end. In fact, if you are not tried with failure, you wouldn't know there is a mountain that you need to command. Jesus lived and he said there is a mountain. He talked about the mountain, that you shall command the mountain. I said, whatsoever thing you ask, when you do what? When you pray. Can you pray in silence? Your mouth has to be opened. Say, God knows my heart's desire. Yes, he knows your heart's desire, yet he still wants you to pray. Even our Lord Jesus Christ prayed. Does he need to pray? Yes, he needs to pray. So that we can know, because he came in the flesh. We do not have an high priest who cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. He was tempted as we are. He was tried as we are. Yet, without sin. Jesus prayed. You need to pray. Even when Jesus saw his disciples sleeping when they were supposed to pray for just 1 hour, he looked at them. That these people are faithless generation. You come to church, and the only thing you come to in church is to come and socialize. You are getting it wrong. You are here sitting listening to me today. You cannot remember the last time you prayed on your own for 1 hour. You said you are so busy. You are so busy. And since the time you have been busy, what has that your business brought? Some people, the only thing you want to enjoy is life. You want to enjoy life. But you don't know that there are some things that is sweet, like sugar. It is sweet now. But by the time it translates into something else, you don't know that sugar that you are eating becomes a problem. Pray. Can you tell somebody beside you, say pray. Say pray. Pray. So a mountain is symbolic of great difficulty. And to overcome the difficulty, you must activate command. Close your eyes and pray this prayer. Say anything that deprives me of joy and strength. Say anything that deprives me of joy and strength. I command you to expire. I'm expecting somebody to command you. Say, I command you to expire. That brother, that is the prayer you need to say. I command you to expire. So anything that deprives me of joy and strength, I command you to expire. In the name of Jesus. Anything that deprives me of joy and strength, I command it to expire. I command it to expire. I command it to expire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number two is belief. You must believe. Say, whatsoever thing you ask when you pray, say, believe and you shall receive. So if you lack faith, you are in trouble. Activate your faith by fasting and prayer. So the disciples were casting out demons, and that demon remained there. And Jesus came easily and he cast out that demon. Jesus, how did you do it? He said, you people are of little faith. People of perverse generation. How long will I be with you? And he looked at them. He said, this kind of thing, there are problems that are deeper. Goeth not out. Except by what? Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. You need to pray. You need to learn how to pray. What is this talking about? Your command is not orchestrated by the flesh. Your command is orchestrated in the spirit. And what you have exercised in the spiritual realm manifests in the physical. Say, Pastor, when you say this, see that whatever, the deeper you are in the spiritual realm manifests in the physical. Praise the name of the Lord. Number three principle is expect. Expect. You must always expect to receive from God. Mark 11:24. You must say, believe and ye shall receive. When you believe, what believing means that you have got it to a place that you have prayed for that thing. You have prayed for that thing. You may not need to repeat it again because God has already done it. The Lord has done it finally. Finally, finally. The Lord has done it finally. Finally, finally. You know, God has done it already. You have prayed about it, and you know when it is the right time comes, it will manifest. And you expect. So you offer prayer unto God and do everything physically to ensure that prayer comes to pass. Don't terminate your prayer with sin. You must always learn the habit of waiting on God. That's why the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. They shall, what about with this, like eagle, they shall run and not weary, they shall walk and not faint. Because you have waited. Why are you waiting upon the Lord? Because there's a belief that God will do this in as much as I wait for that period. That appointed time must come. Number four, forgive. To be liberated and be liberated. You need to forgive. You want to pray and you have held up somebody in your mind. Don't you know that you are wasting your time? You are serving God and yet you do not forgive your brother. Don't you know you are wasting your time? Somebody beside you has received that test. Instead of you to rejoice with that person, you are envying that person. Don't you know you are wasting your time? It is true that you are killing yourself. Because when they even tell you to pray, you remember the car your friend just bought. And why you should not be happy because he bought the car. Or he did not tell you. So you want that car, you are looking at it, that car should have an accident. There are people like that. I know somebody who runs into depression anytime he sees somebody, his friend, doing something good. Just see depression. Say, this person is depressed already. Why? His friend got married. Depression. His friend gave birth. Depression. Why? Because he felt she's not married. Wait for your time. Instead of you to look up to God and use as a point of contact, sometimes when you see people achieving things, I've taught us before, what you need to do is to give, to key yourself into that thing. You saw somebody buying a new car, you feel that, I need a new car. You can sow a seed by praying for that person if you don't have something physical to give him. You want a gift of the Spirit. You know why we give to the prophet when we go to the prophet? It's because we want to receive. The Bible said the gift of a man shall do what? Shall make a way for him. It's because we want to receive. We are not necessarily receiving the same thing we give. We are not necessarily receiving money by giving out. The prayer that we are going to receive is more. Enormous. There was a time I needed something and I'm going to a mentor. And I prayed. I said, God, anything this mentor will utter out of his mouth shall be exactly, I don't need him to see revelation, But it should be exactly what you want to speak to me today. And I got there, and the person started talking. And I knew that this is what I needed at that particular time. And I give. I give. I discovered that the declaration of that mentor, the prayer of that mentor, actually came to pass. Why? Because I gave. Some of us, even they said you should pay tithes. You say, no, me, oh, my generation will pay tithes. I don't know how tithe has put me into trouble. No. To give 10% of my money to God now become difficult for me. So if God has provided little for you, God gave you 10,000 to pay 1,000 naira as tithe, became difficult. How do you want God to provide 1 million naira? You have to graduate. Say, pastor, you say, which pastor is sitting your tithe? By God's grace, the pastor that is staying in front of you does not collect a dime from the church. And yet I'm a pastor. I don't collect salary, I don't collect allowance. So which pastor is sitting your tithe? So at the end of the day, give. You want God to promote you, give to God. You can give praises to God. You can pray to him. You can give everything to him. You can honor him. The Bible says, acknowledge him. Do you know what it takes to acknowledge the Lord? He said, in all your ways. And he shall do what? He shall direct your paths. See, that lady gave to Jesus. He poured that oil in his leg. Expensive perfume. Expensive one. And people said, no. She should give this to the poor. And Jesus said, the poor will always be among you. You know what it takes to be poor? I will not be among the poor in the name of Jesus. You know what it means to be poor? The poor, even if you give the poor 100 million naira, they will still come back and say they need money. Those are the poor. They don't have idea. They are poor of idea, poor of material, poor of money, poor of everything. Because of that is their mentality. We are coming now, some people block the road. I told people, I said, why did these people block the road? Why are they blocking the road? The road was a very nice road. They said, hey, I said, you can see now. Why these people will continue to beg for money? They don't need testimony. They don't need miracle. What they want is that to beg. And by the time they are old, you see the same. You still see them behaving the same way at 80. So the poor will always be among you. And if I'm passing and I bring out 500,000 naira and I give them, they'll don't bob, hey, but bet it with you. You will see them there next Sunday. Do you know what they will use it for? They will use it to go and drink and smoke. And that is all. The money will finish. Say, he gave us money that day. They remember. But if you give a rich man 500,000 naira, he knows what to use 200,000 naira. He knows what to use 200,000 naira to do. That will become 2 million naira. And that is how it is. The poor will always be among you. So forgive and be liberated. So how can we gain spiritual command? That's what they call spiritual command. Number one, take the sword of the word of God. The sword of the spirit. The Bible says the sword of the spirit, which is what? The word of God. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He talked about the strong, which is the word of the Lord. The Jew has to question Jesus that in which authority does he speak? In which authority does he preach? Authority is exercise, the power to make decision. We get that. So the authority is the power. You command. Number two, possess a true knowledge of your identity. Your identity is in Christ. Can you somebody say my identity is in Christ? So if you don't have the knowledge of your identity, your level of authority is a function of our depth and understanding about our position in Christ. So if you don't know you are in Christ, you are missing it. Many people are coming to church today. They are just coming to church just because they want to come and pray. They want miracle, but they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. Hey, you can sing. I know who God says I am. That he says I am. Sing everything. But yet they don't know their identity in Christ. If you know your identity in Christ, there are some things you will not do again. There's some things. Because of what? You know that you are a child of God. And say, no, I am not crossing this lane. You will not be involved in nonsense if you know your identity in Christ. Your identity in Christ is who you are. So you must know, possess a true knowledge of your identity. Number three, know the source of your command. And you know that the source is that who helps us to build that confidence is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Can somebody say Holy Ghost? Help me to build confidence with the Holy Ghost. John chapter 5, 26 to 27. John chapter 5, 26 to 27. Therefore, as the Father hath life in himself, so he hath given to the Son to have life in who? In himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Number 4. Engage the Holy Ghost. He's the carrier, he's the communicator, he's the transmitter of the power of God. He's the power from on high. So engage the Holy Ghost. Nothing is permitted to resist your progress. Nothing. Nothing is permitted to resist your success. Nothing is permitted to resist you from getting to the place. See, if you can hear the word of God, if you can know it, you can have it. You can have it. In the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, behold, I give you power. God gives you power. You need to know that you have the power. Number 5, consecration. You need to consecrate yourself. Your level of your command is determined by the depth of your consecration. Your level of your command is determined by the depth of your consecration. If you are not consecrated, you are not ready for command. And why does command fail? Why does command fail? Number 1, doubt and unbelief can make your command to fail. If you look at the book of 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2, when the prophet of God actually decreed by this time tomorrow something will happen. The Bible says, and the man, 2 Kings, somebody can display it there so that it can be found. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 2, and the man whom the king leaned in his hand said, even if God opens all the windows of heaven, this cannot be possible. And what did the prophet, what the prophet Elisha told him? He told him, you will see, but you will not eat from it. Why? Because this person is doubtful. And not, or doubt to be doubtful can kill. Unbelief can do what? Can kill. Because when the Lord is telling you that this is what will happen to somebody, and say, oh, that pastor is fake. Tell me you are dead. Some people can be dead physically. Why? Because you don't believe. God is telling you, give to me. See, I have seen, I've woken up somewhere, and my friend told me that God told me that all the money I have, I should go. And God directed him and he gave it out. Everything. And he was wondering, why did he have to give everything out? You think people have been preaching seed, people have been preaching giving. You think people have not benefited from it? We give. We may not be preaching it in this part of the ministry very, very strongly. Why? Because some people are feeling that, oh, what will people say? But if you are a friend of God, God tells you when to give. God does what? He tells you when to give. Anybody arguing about the things of the Spirit, no wonder, it's just the knowledge that is abandoned. And you see people arguing about the things of the Spirit. Why are people doing like that? Because of unbelief. Unbelief can kill. Unbelief. Number 2, why command fails? Why does command fail? Focusing on past failure. When you focus, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, he said, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? He said, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers. He said, don't remember not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. You need to forge ahead. Those things that have dragged you backward, forget about them. And the Lord is doing something new in your life. Can somebody say, the Lord is doing something new in my life? Say, God is doing something new in my life. Number 3 is unconfessed sins. You have unconfessed sin. You have not confessed those sins to God. Confess it. Confess it. If something requires restitution, go and restitute. Unconfessed sin can hold you down. Unconfessed can hold you down. Number 4, lack of prayer life. You don't have a prayer life and you want to command. You don't just command, but there are some things that should wind you in the spirit. Lack of prayer life can allow your command to fail. Number 5 is gluttony. Gluttony. You can eat morning, afternoon. You need to know your consecration. I want to tell somebody here, you need to know your what? Because if God says, if your own consecration is don't drink, alcoholic wine, don't drink it. It can scatter you. If your own consecration is don't eat in the morning, don't tell me that because the medical Pastor said that morning food is the best food. Personally, I don't eat in the morning. So if you say that medical pastor says, Pastor told me that morning food, you have to eat by 6 a.m. so that you can have a very good system. Who says so? Fasting too is good. And medical doctors have also recommended that we fast. Some people say, I don't fast. I say, oh, sir. I have always been telling people that ulcer is demonic. That ulcer is demonic. I talked to a sister sometimes. I said, go for deliverance. I said, Pastor, I have ulcer. I said, go first. When you get to the deliverance ground, you will know what happened. The sister went for 3 days dry without that ulcer disappeared. Because why? The ulcer is still fasting. It disappeared. So what actually empowers ulcer is still food. That is why, what kind of demon will tell you that don't eat this kind of food? This is the kind of food you will eat. You can see that it's a demon that is eating something. And that demon needs to be cast out. So ulcer is also demon. And there are some sickness that are demonic. Why? Because they don't have cure. Which drug can you use on ulcer? Okay, tell me, if you're a medical person, tell me. That will heal ulcer or take ulcer away. Eh? There is. You just be managing it. Anything you are managing. Just like you manage HIV AIDS. You see that he's sponsored by the kingdom of darkness. Well, I've seen God healing people from this. I've seen God healing people from this stubborn problem. So anything you are managing is not from God. The Bible says, I wish you above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Praise the name of the Lord. So gluttony is already, it's also a problem. So people can eat 10 times a day. Even in the midst of economic whatever. From rice to chicken, from chicken to granuts, from granuts to ogi, from ogi to corn, from this to eba, and everything, they eat everything, all their life, just eat their mouth. Chewing. As you are in the church now, some people are chewing gum. Chewing gum. Why? Because they cannot do without chewing gum. The amount that there's. See, I think a man of God says something. He said, I speak to God more than I speak to man. Apostle Adedapala, yes. Say, I speak to God more than I do what? Speak to man. But some people, the only time they open their mouth is when they are chewing gum. Well, we pray. Praise God. Not deliverance case. If you see somebody like that beside you, know that. Just look at that person. This person needs deliverance. Deliverance is not a problem, but there's a solution. The solution is just deliverance. So there's difference between, if you ask the person, why do you eat drug? Because he's used to it. It's not because he doesn't want that mouth to be smelly. No. But why must you chew gum 24 hours of the day? Even when you are sleeping, you remove the gum, put it at the take of the bed. And when you wake up again, you remove the gum. Now problem, that is another demon on its own. Another demon on his own. Not that this demon, I need to. Because anything you do that is, you are used to it, doing it. I know some people in this world. Every Sunday, they are always chewing gum. I have seen somebody last Sunday, I have to walk up to the person. I said, see, you want to chew gum, go outside. We want to come and talk. The Bible said, my house shall be called the house of what? Prayer. It is the house of prayer. You chewing gum, you are complaining to God that there is no testimony. See, the revival is tiring. Why is revival tiring? Because some of us are taking God for granted. Can you be in front of the president of the country and be chewing gum? Is it possible? You go fear now. He said the commander in chief of armed forces. You know, yes. But recently, I have watched very well. I've seen successful people. I've seen people who are very successful. I've not seen them doing some things that are. They are very disciplined. Even some of them are not Christians. Very disciplined. Discipline is when you feel like doing some things and you get a restraint that no, I'm not going to do it, even though it is not convenient for you. That's discipline. It is not convenient. So if you want to command, if you want to be a commander, you must have a consecration that these are things that we don't do in the kingdom. These are things I don't do with my life. I don't joke with my life. They say, come and do this. No, I don't do this because I don't joke. I have told God that I am not going to do this. Those are the consecration you will have that will change your life. So you must definitely know that it is not only about prayer. In as much as you pray, you must hold on to some things that actually drives your life forward. As a young person, say, I will not fail. Are you shouting louder? Say, are you shouting louder? This Friday is singles program. Abby, some singles, you know that they need prayer. The singles fasting and prayer is going on. Some singles know that they need prayer. And when they say that singles for a gentle one is, they will not come. But no, don't worry now. We're discussing something last Sunday. We are going on excursion. On what? And we are going on picnic. We'll see how many people will come. They will even invite their friends. If by the time we provide 3 buses, it will not be enough. Why? Because my church is doing picnic. But if you say, come and pray, I just say, come and pray that my destiny must. Some people don't know what destiny is. Probably you have not read, you have not sat down to understand that. What is destiny? They say, when you get there, we'll cross it. You have seen some old men now, they are suffering. But when you see them suffering, you know that there's a problem. And you begin to wonder, sir, what did you use your childhood when you were young? You are now 70, you are now 80. What were you doing? You see them on the road begging for money. I will not beg. You see them begging for money. You say, what were you doing when others were working hard? When other parents were working hard? Is it that they stole? They will tell you everybody is a thief. But there are some people that have worked legit for their money. They have not stolen anything from anyone. Why? Because they have had the mentality of backstabbing others. And when people don't help them, they take it as a right. They take it as a right. Why? Because don't blame anybody for your own problem. Because you have refused to command when you are supposed to command. You are now blaming your friend. See, nobody is responsible for your failure. Can you tell somebody beside you, nobody is responsible for your failure? Even your parents are not responsible for your failure. It is not a must they pay your school fees when you have graduated. You want to do masters and you are expecting your parents to pay. Say, I don't have masters and PhD because my parents did not sponsor me. Who says they must sponsor you for masters? Are you not grown enough? Create something. This is the time around. We are talking about business here today. This is the time that people need to be creative. Do something that can bring money into your pocket. No matter how old you are. So people have started making money from 17. You are not going to steal, but make sure you think. That is why we are praying that God activates my brain. Let my brain work, function properly. Let your brain function properly. I saw a lady, she had about 20,000 followers on TikTok. And I told her, I said, you have 20,000 followers on TikTok. And what are you doing with this TikTok? The only thing she does on TikTok is to dance. I said, you are dancing on TikTok. You have 20,000 followers. I said, how much do you want to sell this TikTok for me? Sincerely, because you have 20,000 followers. And sincerely, I cannot lie. Last month, that lady said, beg for money. She said, please, can you send me 2,000 naira? I don't have what to eat tonight. And she has 30,000 to do that. He said, no brainer. No brain. See, brain is zero. I will even draw. See, you know, see, so for people that are smart here, if you have 20,000 people on TikTok, what will you do? You'll be dancing. Abi, who said that? This is the only thing she knows is to on ring lights. And be like this. Finish. Because there's no brain. The only thing she wants to be doing is to be dancing. And this is when people are making 20,000 followers on TikTok. You can even advertise for people and start collecting money. You can advertise their product and start tell them I have 20,000. I can package a proposal for a company. Then I have 20,000 followers already. Don't worry. I'm going to get 1 million naira. You are a millionaire already. And I told her, they said it's because she did a video that God went viral. And when after then call, she became poor. That's why I say poor people will always become poor people. I want to pray for somebody. Poor poverty is not only about money. You will not be poor. Amen. I said you will not be poor. Amen. You will not be poor. Amen. So people, you have a business, but you are hiding it. No Facebook page. Somebody will be dead for, even it was somebody that does not know about social media that told me. He said he gave a job out. He said, Pastor, do you know I gave a job out of about 20 million naira last week? I said, what? He said, for an event planner. I said, hey. He said, do you know what? I recommended 3 people. He said, 2 of them were dropped. I said, why? They told them to open their Instagram page that they want to see their work. And these people, I'm sorry to call them dummy. They don't have Instagram page. and you say you are an event planner, open your Instagram page. Sorry, we don't have. And that means you are an alien. And they told the top person, open your Instagram page. This guy don't load. See, prepare yourself. They told you, go and register your business. Say, I don't need registration. Let me just be doing my business. Just register business, 15,000 naira. You say, I'm telling perfume oil. 15,000 naira, register your business and start doing legit business. Open an account. There are people that want to give you a check. They tell you that what's the name of your business? Supply our company. We don't pay on personal grant. We'll give you a check. Say, excuse me, sir. I don't have accounts. Have you registered? No, I've not. If you don't do that before 24 hours, your job is terminated. Prepare yourself. Some people have lost opportunity because of simple wisdom. Simple brain. You have lost opportunity. You say, yes, this is what I do. I know I have seen so many things now. Some people are saying that I saw some people, they say, I'm in nail tech. I said, the nail tech that you are doing, how much have you made from nail tech? That is the new work they are doing now. Nail tech. They say nail tech. Even some people are real tech guys. Real tech guys that are making millions. And what you are doing is nail tech. Lack of brain. But we have people who have made it in it. But before you can make it, I think you have added so many things and built it up very well. Say nail tech. You say, I'm a copper. I want to be working 3 times a week. What are you doing on Thursday? I don't come to work on Thursday and Friday because I'm a nail tech. I said, how much are you? I look at her from beginning to the end. I discovered that this nail tech has not favored her at all. If we check her accounts, no money. The nail tech. Because we want to be getting 5,000. Come and paint my nail and clean and everything. I'm not saying they are bad work. I'm not saying it's a bad work. But if you are doing it, let us know that you are doing it. You wouldn't need to look for work. You wouldn't even need to come to anybody's office that you want to look for work and be working 3 times a week. So anything that does not favor you and you want to be working with, that means you are not doing it in an extraordinary way. See, look at yourself. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you can start something with your life. Are you tell somebody besides, say start something with your life. Say start something with your life. So the destiny is not tomorrow. You may think you are young. You are 24 now, you think you are young. By the time we have the next election, 2027, you will be how old? 26. You see that you are old. Now, next election, 2031. You are old. 31. 30, 31. So if you are not very careful. You see that you are old. You are not young. Even when you are 21, you are not young. I know people who graduated at 21. She had a work at 21 with a driver. I know somebody who got married at 19 and she's already a graduate. Please give yourself a lot of brain. It is not every time you want. No powers are troubling you. The first person that must die is you. The first person, the first thing that was that is your player. Player that you run around. I want to get this. I want to get free food. Free 2,000 naira. Urgent 2K. Mommy, give me. Why you feel that your mommy was talking to you anyhow or your father was talking to you anyhow? It's because you have not developed yourself enough. You wake up, you sleep in the morning. By 7 o'clock, they are still knocking your door. You have not swept the floor. You say, I don't like to stay in this house. You go to one mama, badly mama, football. What are you bringing to the table? What are you doing? What are you bringing to the table? You are not bringing anything to the table. You don't want to wash. You don't want to. You go do one now. You go even wash silly. You wake up in the morning. Mommy, I just need 2,000 billion. Move a lorry, make a nickini. Oh, walk out of debt in one thing. You will do something before you collect that 2,000. 2,000 will not be free. You will come back. Mommy will have compiled clothes. I said, I watch that clothes. Who have a good result? Unless, John Lale. See, as we have the command in the spirit, we have the command in the physical. If you want to get command in the physical, you must have something that it takes to command. Before your younger sister, your younger brother can respect you. You need to, that means you have something you are giving. You don't just tell your brother to call you brother. If you are begging for food from the brother, you are calling him to come, brother. See, God of all credit the account of your brother. Even if he's your senior brother. You see, very dark man. I saw his younger brother following him to talk. Elder brother is talking something. I said, you know, because the guy is. He said, forget about it. How much? You need to have something. What commands? Even as a family man, before people can respect you, you must command something. I was pastor in a small church, and these young people, they say, "Pastor, we go village." I look at them. They ride Okada. I say, "You never get money chop." He said, "Because my the elder brother of my father died." I said, "Hey, so waiting, what now concern you about the elder brother?" He said, "Now he bring us up. He said we must come." I said, "Why you won't go now?" He said, "Do you have money to give them?" He said, "No." I said, "What about the firstborn of that family? Who is the richest?" He said, "The person in Lagos." He said, "He's in Lagos." I said, "So is he coming?" He said, "No. He go send money." I said, "Do you see command? Do you see command? He go send." So that means if you are sickly rich, you go say, "Okay, which barrier? The great grandfather, your nephew. Okay, tell the children to send them their account number. Just send them money. You will see they will even call your name when you are not there. The singer will even be calling your name, so that your ear can be panting. Boom, 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 boom. Say ah." They will even carry banner and wear vest and write your name there. So, but people are not serious with their life. We keep on going. Family. My family has. I'm not saying you should not go for family function. But there are some function that does not concern you. There are some function that does not what? Concern you. It does not concern you at all. The uncle, the auntie of my mommy. Because he gave my mommy helping hand in 1957. And my mommy keep mentioning her name. And she died. So we want to sew Agbada. Now you go sew Ashwebi. Now you go sew Kampala. Now you go sew lace. Everything you want to sew. Say, we are outside. Others are making money, but only you. Events. How do you want to command? You are busy with stupid things in your life. I want to pray for somebody. May the Lord give you brain. Amen. I said, God will give you brain. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You need to balance. See, this life, your life needs balancing. So this why command fails is because you don't balance your life. Your life needs what? Balancing. Command fails because you don't balance it. And also, sometimes command fails because of your lackadaisical attitude. You are so lackadaisical that to anything you do, things that you are supposed to eloquently place down and express yourself, you don't express yourself, you just go. Don't believe that everything is automatic. Nothing is automatic in this world. You need to work for it. Anybody you see, work for it. Anybody you see at the top, pay the price. You say, politician, do you think it's easy to win an election in Nigeria? Sit down in your house and think you want to win an election. Maybe in 1999 it's easy to win an election. You need to work for it. See, that president that you see has walked from house to come and campaign, converse for votes. You will even see a councillor and eat corn on the road. It's easy. Easy. Nothing is easy. So you want to make it. You want to say, "Hey, Pastor, I want to be a fashion designer." Okay. You want to be a fashion designer. You cannot have a sleepless night. Say, once it is 8, you have slept, and you wake up 8 second day. Clients will still come and break bottle on your head. And you say, "I'm sewing the best clinic in town." So if you're a fashion designer and you are not, display, you should display what you are doing. Display it. Sometimes go and sew some clothes for yourself that nobody has sewn before and drive around. People will begin to look at you and say, what is happening? Say, that's what I do. You are only displaying what you do. Please activate your brain. Can you tell somebody, say, activate your brain? Say, activate your brain. So this time around, this is not a miracle hour. The only miracle you can get is to get the word of God. Jesus Christ, the Bible says Jesus Christ was even a carpenter. Abby? You think it's easy for people to run after a failure? If Jesus Christ was a failure, how can he feed 5,000 people? Can a failure feed 5,000 people? Go and ask. Even no politician in Nigeria start down like this and give 5,000 people money. If you are a failure, you cannot feed 5,000 people. That means you are good at what you are doing. And this is how I know. Look at the disciples when they were preaching at the same time. The people took knowledge of them and said they had been with Jesus Christ because they could not resist what they are saying. They are eloquently eloquent. Sorry to use that word like that. They are what? Eloquently eloquent. They display the level of intellectual sagacity. They begin to decree. They begin to talk. And when they talk with authority. See, the Pharisees look at Jesus Christ and say, what authority is this man speaking from? There's an authority that comes to you when you have it. So you believe it, you conceive it, and you display it. People will even tell you are showing off. There's somebody here after this program today. The Lord will change your story. I said, after this program today, the Lord will change your story. You will not have time for things that is not worth it again. Things that are not worth it. If you see things, I say, oh no. No. Why did you go to school now? Some people say, I heard somebody say, I don't need to go to school. This is what I want. Why do you need to go to school? You need to go to school so that your brain can even be open. You can know more. So how can you be an illiterate and you say you want to command things? Of course, you can command things, but you'll be limited. You will agree with me. School is not a scam. Eh? School is not a scam. I have masters and I still want to do my PhD. If I already have admission, I will do PhD. School is not a, it's not a scam. So why can you be looking at it and say, because I have OND. OND is enough. That OND that I have is enough. Who sent OND? Even degree has become pure water. Whether you like it or not, graduate from University of Harvard, just have ordinary degree. Even people in university, you see that you go and read people's profile. Public policy in Kenya or Kenya. People want knowledge. Knowledge. Can somebody say knowledge? People want knowledge. Two things can break you off from problem: knowledge and prayer. If you refuse knowledge and you pray alone, you will grow in the level of prayer alone. But if you combine the two, you will become a great man. Say, I'm a great person. So why can the Bible say that study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing what? The word of truth. It's not lies. Some people can talk with foolish. See, it is not everybody that talks very well that is saying wisdom. Foolishness is there. Because when they are not, when they don't talk in the direction of education. See, some people, there's a common guy, they legged man, and he will be talking. And he will be speaking grammar, and he will be speaking wrongly, and he will be speaking as if, I now saw comments. Somebody put it, say, this guy, this is the confidence for me. He's speaking wrongly and he's speaking with confidence. May we not speak out of knowledge. Disciples of Jesus Christ were unlearned man. They speak with knowledge because they had been with Christ. That means Christ was knowledgeable. That is our Father. Son, rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. And begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I will not lose every opportunity. Restore every opportunity I have lost. Restore them. Restore them. Every opportunity that I have lost in my life. Restore them. Restore them today. Restore them today. I will repent from my idleness. See, sometimes you are sinning, not until you commit one sin. You are sinning because you sleep too much. You are sinning because you eat too much. You sin because you talk too much. You sin because you are too idle. And every idle talk, you will give account of it. Begin to talk to the Lord. Say, God, forgive me of all the idle work. Restore my bright days. Restore my bright days. Restore my bright days. Restore my bright days. Restore my brightness. The way you carry yourself also commands a lot. You are here, you are a lady. Man sleeps with you anyhow. You don't command respect. You are here, you are a man. You sleep with women anyhow. You are not commanding respect. Say, Lord, restore my bright days. Talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for everybody today. Father, we pray for the kind of knowledge that will develop us, that will make us the best in this generation. Father, give it unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, today we decree, we make this decree. As many as those who are into tech, many as those who are into fashion designing, many who are into business of all sorts, Father, promote their business in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. We have seen kingdom business that flourishes. I pray. If your amen can be louder, then your business will be one of the kingdom business that flourishes. I pray for as many as those who are working in a multinational organization, in banking, everywhere. I decree into your life today, you will be favored above your counterparts. In the name of Jesus, protocols will be broken for you to be promoted. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.